CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
You know how they say you should always have a backup plan in life for, like, your career?
Yes.
And I thought I need to have a backup plan.
Because when this falls flat...
Exactly, which is bound to happen sooner.
Eventually,
probably
no
rather
doubt.
Than later. I came up with this.
Worst experience I've ever had.
The girl clearly has no actual training. She poked me in the eye, like, 10 times.
Bree's Ratchet Salon. No drama.
I mean, how hard can it be? Do some eyebrows, wax some stuff.
What goes down in the Ratchet Salon?
So I do beauty therapies for free. And
on who? Who's the guinea pig?
Well,
not
there's
going to
be a few different people. You're going to be one. Over the next couple of weeks, where I'm going to just do some amateur beauty stuff.
If you can fix my ingrown toenails, I'm all for it.
I'm not a doctor, and I'm not touching your feet.
Hey, just pedicure those bad boys up.
Oh, that makes me ill.
Make them look nice.
I guess I need to be professional.
You ain't touching this face.
Oh, trust me.
You ain't coming near the face.
No, it's coming.
It's my moneymaker over here.
This morning, it's not you who's going to be my customer or victim. It's producer Rach.
Oh, how did I know?
Perfect.
Do you want to come around here, Rach?
No, I don't.
Remember I was telling you a couple of weeks ago, you know how I buy stupid stuff online late at night?
Uh-huh.
Well, I purchased this product, and in Bree's Ratchet Salon, we don't have any good products. We just use real crappy stuff.
Is this going to hurt?
No, it's not going to hurt. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I came across this thing online, which, you know, I'm all about eyebrows. I love eyebrows, and I think it's super important. And I came across the eyebrow stamp.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about the stamp, actually.
So every morning I spend probably 5 minutes penciling in my eyebrows. But not with this product, Gaundy. With this product, it's one swift, simple movement of putting it in the powder and stamping the eyebrow on.
How permanent is it? How long does it last?
It's semi-permanent.
How long? Poor Rach.
No, it's just powder. It's just powder. But this can save you so much time. Like in the mornings... Like, how much time will this save you? So what I want to do this morning, take a look at Producer Rach. I've taken a before photo, which I will post this straight after.
Okay.
We're going to do a before and after photo of Producer Rach.
Okay.
I want you, I'm going to stand in front of Rach right now.
Yes.
I'm going to do my stuff with the eyebrow stamp, which is quick and easy.
Have you tried it yourself yet?
No.
Okay.
And then you're going to give the review.
Okay.
Of a yes or no.
All right. Okay. Stamp her up.
All right. Be nice.
Here we go. At the moment, I'm going to put the left one on. So don't look, Gaundy.
Oh, sorry. I won't look.
All right. Here we go. I slightly missed the mark on that one.
We need to get it straight.
This eyebrow shape is a little bit different to Rach's. It's not a one-size-fits-all, but, you know, in Bree's Ratchet Salon, you take what you can get. I think it looks pretty good so far. Don't look.
I'm not looking. I'm just getting the relaxing music. The relaxing...
Eyebrow number two. Oh, yeah, good.
You know, the spa music.
Oh, that's not right.
When you're doing nice things.
Right. Okay. Bree's Ratchet Salon is quick and easy.
Just relax in the spa, Rach.
Not always painless, but here we go.
Okay.
Bree's eyebrow stamp.
Have you taken a before shot?
I've taken a before
shot. Perfect, okay.
Now, you're going to give the review on whether or not you think this is a great product and people should come to Bree's Ratchet Salon.
Sure. Okay. Step aside. Let me see the stamped on eyebrows.
The more new and improved Producer Rach.
Rach. Ooh, you look like...
It feels wonky. Definitely feels wonky.
Well, that one needs to be fixed a little bit.
You look like the... Now, this is great. You look like the Cookie Monster from...
Can I have some cookies then?
Well, that's what I was going for.
Oh, perfect.
So it's a success.
Yay. Cookie Monster. Happy with that, Cookie Monster?
Come on. I don't think it's that bad.
I actually think it looked better than I thought it was going to be. Except the...
It's wonky.
The one I'm looking at on the right is a little bit closer to the middle than the other one.
Just the T's and C's. Everyone today is probably going to think you're really surprised.
And you look a little bit like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Whoa. It could be worse. I don't have the haircut, the review. It could be worse.
Nice one. Enjoy that, Ray.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM. Hello, Bree and Gaundy's Sicky Hotline.
All right, your turn to make the call today.
We call a workplace. You have to get the day off when you don't work there.
And I give you the excuse as well.
Where is it?
Let's go to Port Douglas.
I do like Port Douglas.
Port Douglas. a place called the Tin Shed. It's like an RSL kind of vibe, you know?
All right, like a restaurant.
Yeah, bar and that sort of stuff.
Yep.
I'm thinking The Bachelor is so hot right now. I mean, how hot's The Bachelor right now on TV?
I used
TV?
To date Matty J.
Is that what you're going to go with here?
Yeah, I'm trying to spread that rumour.
You've got to... you've got... you can't miss The Bachelor. It's on this week. You've got to get out of your shift. You're having people around. The Bachelor is what it's all about.
So,
you love The Bachelor so much, you've got to get out of your shift to watch it.
That is... they're going to laugh at me.
Well, that's, you know, I'm sure they'll understand.
Great.
all right, punching it in.
All right.
You're all about The Bachelor.
Bachelor party.
The Tin Shed, Port Douglas. Okay. Good luck.
Thank you for calling The Tin Shed, Port Douglas.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Kamaya Sub. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good.
That's good. What have you guys been doing in there?
Not a hell of a lot.
Yeah, same here, actually. Hey, Katie, I need to talk to someone about getting out of my shift.
Yeah, When are you working?
Next week. I can't remember. Do you have the roster there?
I do.
What shifts do I have next week?
Where are you?
Had a few, I think.
You got a few?
I thought I did.
Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
They're
both upstairs, yeah?
Yeah, the Tuesday shift, this is a bit of a crappy reason, but I can't do the shift on Tuesday because I'm having a bachelor screening party.
Ooh.
Where we drink every time the contestants say something stupid, so you can imagine. I think I told you, was it you I was telling about? Maddie's actually, like, I used to date him, and so I'm, like, obsessed with watching it.
Oh, okay.
So it's, like, a big thing, and, like, I tried to move it, and then all the other girls are like, no, we can't do it. And then you know what it's like hurting girls. It's ridiculous.
Okay, so Monday, Tuesday is the early shifts you got next week, and you want them both covered?
No, just the Tuesday.
Just the Tuesday?
Yes, please.
No worries.
That will be amazing.
I'll let Kyle know.
What a legend. Thank you so much.
That's all right, Carmel. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was the easiest one ever.
Too easy.
You just assumed who you were. And a lady understands that when The Bachelor's on, you need the night off.
She didn't even care. She was like, oh, yeah. That sounds about right. Done. Covered.
Didn't even ask to come to your bachelor party.
Yeah, because it sounded like a horrible
she'd
time.
Rather work. Points to you.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
A list has been released. Most bogan names in Australia.
Nobody likes
I don't know if I agree with that.
I like bogan.
I love the bogan.
I am a bogan.
Yeah, we're all part bogan.
If you're Aussie, if you're true blue Aussie.
Yeah, true blue.
You're a little bit bogan.
Embrace it.
But a list has been released of actual new bogan names that people are calling their children in 2017.
Yeah.
So these haven't been seen much in our society, but they're the new up-and-comers.
I do love these names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some interesting ones that people have come up with, and I don't know where they come from, but people just decide that they can name their kids these names.
Are you going to give us some on this list?
Yes.
Okay.
So for the boys, some of the new ones that people are naming their kids for the boys are Bacardi.
A boy named Bacardi?
Alcohol-inspired, obviously.
I haven't met any blokes called Bacardi, I've got to say.
Probably loves a Bacardi breezer, whoever's naming their kids that.
Yes.
And their other, yeah, so imagine having a son named Bacardi and a girl named Breezer.
There's not, is there?
No, there's not, but that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
There's a new name that's been pushed together with another name, Jaron.
Jaron.
So here's a joke.
Okay.
Jared and Darren walk into a bar.
Yes. Right.
That's it. And they get Jaron. I don't know if I'm keen on that one. Jaron.
Did you make that joke up just then?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of impressed by that.
Okay.
It's hard to make jokes up on the
spot.
That
was on the spot.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
good.
I was like, that failed. Jaron is another one that people are calling their kid in 2017. What about Kendrew? Ken and Drew together.
Kind of like Kendrick.
Kendrew. Like Kendrew.
Don't hate it.
Sounds weird.
Kendrew is a bit weird. Yeah, a bit weird.
Oh, here's a cool one. What about Lakin for a boy?
Lakin.
Kind of like, you know, obviously you think of a nice, peaceful lake.
Yeah, Lakin. Where are people pulling this stuff from? What happened to just good old-fashioned names?
Tom.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah, what happened
Max?
To Bill?
Where are the Bills at?
The girls have got some great ones.
What have the
well.
Girls got?
Some of the front runners for the best Bogan names in 2017 for the new girls' names are Alizé. Also alcohol-inspired.
Alizé.
A fruity drink.
Mm. I don't mind that.
Alizé.
Alizé.
What about...
It's gonna say Alizé.
This is for the mustard fans.
Yes.
Dijon.
Kind of a fancy take on Dion.
Mm.
For Dijon.
Dijon. For a girl.
Okay, Dijon, yeah.
That's making waves in the name world at the moment.
I feel sorry for these kids.
What about Jaslyn? Obviously, Jasmine and Lynn
bit
put
close
together.
To for Jaslyn.
Yeah.
A little bit close to
Jaslyn. You don't want
to
get those
Jaslyn.
Two mixed
nah,
up.
Nah.
There's also ones like Coranda.
Yes.
Is another popular one. And Vajonica.
Wow. You only have to...
I didn't even think about it until I said it. That's legit on the list.
Vajonica.
Vajonica. It
no.
says here people have been hearing their kids named Vajonica. And people are loving it.
No one's loving it. No one's loving it. If someone had just had a kid and they said, this is my baby, Vajonica.
Apparently.
I couldn't even pretend to like it.
Apparently, it was from a couple. Her name was Veronica and his name was John. And they came up with Vajonica.
No, guys. just no.
That's selfish.
Jamie and I thought about doing Jaden because she's Jamie and I'm Daniel. So Jaden...
That's so Bogan, putting both your names together.
I'm just copying these guys.
I know.
I'm trying
better
to get
than
involved.
Vajonica, though.
Much better than
Much
Vajonica.
Much better than Vajonica.
Yes.
What I want to do...
Vajonica.
This morning on the... Do we have a Vajonica listening?
It wouldn't be.
I apologise if we do, but come on.
Well, let's find the most Bogan.
Call up now.
Yeah.
Do you think you know someone who has the most Bogan name?
100%.
We're going to celebrate that. The most Bogan name this morning wins.
Yes.
We celebrate that here at CFM.
Of course.
We love it.
Yeah, give us a call now. Most Bogan, I'm going to love it.
What have we got for him?
Oh, we'll take us to Ryan Reynolds' brand new movie, Hitman's Bodyguard, at Event Cinemas in Tuggerah.
Perfect.
So
we've got a couple of passes for that. Call up if you think you have the winner.
We'll send some Bogans off to the movies.
Why not?
It's going to be great.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
A list has been released of new Bogan names in 2017.
Nobody likes
We disagree with this.
I disagree.
Yes.
I love a Bogan. I'm a Bogan myself. My whole family is.
Yep, we've all got a touch.
If you're Aussie, you're a little bit Bogan.
Yes.
I don't see it as a bad thing at all, but there's been a list released of names that people are naming their kids that people think are a little bit Bogan.
And you were looking up on Facebook trying to find Vajonicas.
Yeah. I didn't come across any Vajonicas.
Which is on the list.
Came up with something else.
What are the other top three?
Maybe in trouble later on.
What are the other top three? Give us top three guys, top three girls.
For the boys.
Yes.
Bacardi.
Never heard of
People
it.
People are loving that name for a boy in 2017. Jared and Darren put together. And Lakin is on the list.
Lakin's on that list.
For girls, Alizé, Dijon and Vajonica. Top the list.
Love it. Tess has called from Blackwall. Now, Tess wants to contest one of these names,
yes.
Bree. Morning, Tess.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello. I believe you have a son with one of the names that's on the list.
Yeah. My son's name is Lakin, but it's spelt with an I, so it's L-A-I-K-E-N.
Right, spelt with an I.
That was my favourite, can I say, out of all of them, Tessa. I didn't think Lakin was that bad.
I just think because he's such a little cutie, he doesn't look like a Bogan, but I suppose I'm going to have to claim it because it's on the list.
How old?
Must be true.
How old is he?
He's 8 months old.
Oh, eight months old.
I just pictured your 8-month-old son with like tattoos and a ciggy.
Hey, is 8 months?
Yeah, ciggies. Yeah.
Is 8 months too late to change? Like you can't go back?
No,
and...
it's not even bad.
Oh, it's on the list.
You know, my name was Baby Flanagan till I was 16 years old. My mum forgot to submit my.
Are
birth certificate or whatever. Yeah,
really?
So I was Baby Flanagan, but I still was like Tessa Flanagan. But yeah. So
your name was really? Baby for the first 17 years of your life?
It was 16.
16 years
16,
of your life,
yeah.
You were Baby.
Baby Flanagan. Like, it wasn't really, like, no one knew about it until Mum wanted to get my birth certificate so I could get a job or whatever.
You don't exist.
Have you ever been put in the corner?
No.
Bree's pretty happy with that one. Little movie reference.
Yes.
Little movie reference there.
Not
all right. Summer. Well, interesting, Tess. I mean, it's good you now have a name. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Also, my name was going to be a Bogan name.
What was it?
My mum was going to call me Summer, and if my parents got married, I would have been Summer Breeze.
I don't mind that. Summer Breeze.
I don't mind it.
I
say embrace it, Tessa.
But luckily, my auntie named me, and my mum and dad didn't actually get married, so.
Your auntie
Your
named you.
Your family just are doing everything differently, aren't they?
Your parents, we can't be bothered naming the kid. Get
and
the
I'm
auntie
not paying
to do
my
it.
Rego. I don't care what the government says.
Let's go to Justin in Tuggeranong. Morning, Justin.
Morning.
Morning, Bree. Morning.
Hello, mate.
Do you know someone with a Bogan name, or do you have a Bogan name?
Well, mine's got a Bogan name, but I know you work with
Angie's daughter,
Rosella.
Rosella?
Rosella. Haven't heard of that before.
Is that a tomato sauce brand?
No, that's a bird.
Oh, okay.
It's a parrot, a native parrot.
Rosella. Interesting. Do you have a follow-up name? Like, is it Rosella something? Because that always adds to the Boganness.
No, it was Rosella. I won't say
it
last name.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here's something coming through on the Facebook page. Rosella?
Got?
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it, yeah.
I don't mind it. Very Aussie.
Yeah.
Native bird to
What's
Australia.
What's on the Facebook page? What was that name in Brisbane we used to laugh at all the time, the lady that called our show?
Oh,
do you remember?
No, I don't remember it.
No, but you get it right. It was something... Old memories between you and I.
It's yeah, that's a really old memory. Oh, Joanna's just messaged the Facebook page and she said she's worked in childcare, so she's heard quite a lot
of names.
Kids' names yeah. over the last however many years. Number one, tyranny.
Be like irony.
Number two.
That's what I think straight away.
Assassin.
Oh.
Oh, no.
If you're moving into that
one.
As a job.
Number three.
What?
This is not, that's not true.
Take the cake.
Spelt.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, pronounced Absidy.
Nobody
likes oh, that's a winner!
I have heard that before. I've heard
that's
of that before.
Not real.
Yeah, that does happen. And I've also heard of Ladasha, spelt with
not
a dash.
Not with a dash. No.
With a
no.
dash.
They should go to prison. Joanna wins this morning.
Joanna
that
takes
is
it
a
out.
Ripper. Absidy.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
It is Bree and Gaundy here at C, and I know we've already covered off the whole magpie study this morning.
Yes.
Did that before six, but this study, Bree, involves beer.
Oh, yeah, love me a study.
How good's a study?
Oh, my God, have they done another study?
Oh, nothing better than a study.
It's time for another Bree and Gaundy study.
I know what you're thinking, two studies in one show, how can it be?
There's another one later on.
Is there another
no,
study?
No, just joking.
Wouldn't surprise me.
There's not.
I'd be all about it. We do love a study on this show. 1,000 people have been surveyed in this. They've been quizzed. Australian drinkers, Bree, they're fed up with stingy mates when it comes to coughing up at the bar.
Oh, yeah, that is annoying.
So they've done a survey on this, a study on this, believe it or not, where they've asked 1,000 people, and it's revealed more than half of Aussies thinks shouts are unfair at the bar. Like when you rock up with a group of mates and people get in on a shout and someone wants a spritzer and someone else just wants a beer and someone wants a cocktail.
Someone wants a $30 cocktail.
Yeah, it all goes around. But they're saying you don't get your money back. You know, you're spending more money than what you if you just went solo.
Yeah, but you then you look like that guy. Then
I know.
You look like that guy who's like not... getting on board the shout.
I know. Are you get involved in the shout, or are you someone that
I'm
just
usually
goes,
who,
I will just roll solo
I
here.
Usually buy back-to-back shouts.
Do ya?
Because most of the time, like if I'm drinking,
yeah,
I like a couple in a row. And if I finish mine, I then feel awkward. So then I usually go back to get, and I'm not going to just buy myself one, so I end up just buying another round.
So you do the double. That's a good way to start, because then that way you're the...
No, I
you're
never
the
get
king
it back.
Of the, no, but you're like the... You
oh,
know,
the high roller.
Yeah, you're like, here's two guys.
Or I'm just broke the next day.
Yeah. Either or,
either
you
or,
know, whatever works for you. I'm interested out of 1,000 people, only 51%.
Okay, half.
Half of people say they don't feel like they're getting their money back.
Okay.
So the other half are happy to just let that fly. The other half are just happy to go,
or
oh, well.
The other half think that they are.
What's that?
The other half think that they do. It all comes back around, so to speak.
Well, it all comes down to stingy people as well, because some people get in on the shout and then they don't, they skip their
turn.
Oh,
yeah, there's always that person.
You know the person that smoke bombs mid kind of...
Yeah, remember that friend of mine I told you about?
Yeah, what happened
oh,
there?
She was She was absolutely brilliant at it. I will give her that, yeah.
What, so not more than once?
She did the ghosty on it.
How often?
Oh, she would do this thing where whenever I'd be at the bar, like everyone knew that she was stingy. We all knew her as the stingy friend.
Right.
Not to be horrible, but she was. And whenever I'd go to the bar, I'd turn around. Oh, there's Emma. Emma's there.
Oh, well, waiting for a drink.
Yeah.
She's there.
So she'd be there. And then this one night, I really had the shits. And I was like, I'm not buying her any more drinks. I've bought her like 4 drinks. Have I seen one drink from her? No. So I went up to the bar, had a look around. Nah, nowhere in sight. I was like, can I get 2 vodka lime sodas? Because I was buying a drink for my friend Tennille.
Yeah.
And then next minute, she turns up.
Just pops up.
Mid ordering, she turns up. And she's like, oh, can you just order me a vodka Red Bull.
Jeez.
A double vodka Red Bull.
A double drink responsibly.
As
guys.
I was ordering, because there was like a big line, and I was like, oh, and a double vodka Red Bull.
Yes.
Anyway, and then next minute, the lady's making the drinks, and then as she's walked off to go obviously get the bill, I turn around, boom, Emma's gone.
Oh,
gone.
Magician.
The girl comes back and she goes, that'll be this much. Oh. I've looked around. Where is she? Gone.
Oh, she's good, isn't she?
And so I went, handed over my card. As soon as the lady handed my card back, no lie, boom, there's Emma. Thanks, mate. I'll get you on the next one.
Oh, well done. It is a skill. It's a stingy mate skill.
I couldn't help but appreciate how good it was.
Teach me your ways.
Like, nice work. Nice work.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
We were just chatting about the study that's been done. 1,000 people in a study. That's enough to...
Makes it legit.
Warrant a study, doesn't it, Bree?
Oh, yeah. That's a study.
Aussies are fed up with stingy mates at the bar. You'll tell us about your friend that just magically pops up when the drinks are being bought and then magically disappears when it's her turn to buy a drink.
She could teach a TAFE course in it. She was that good. And then I was telling you off air, she used to do this thing as well where she'd say, oh, I can't actually get money out at the ATM. I can only sign on my card for check.
Oh.
So she'd be like, if you pay my cover entry into the club, I'll then go to the bar and buy the first round for you.
And how many of those first rounds did you get?
She wasn't a runner, but I've never seen someone move so quick.
Teach me your ways.
Seriously.
If you think about the money she saved just purely on entries and drink rounds, I mean, she's ahead. She's bought a house in Sydney.
I paid for her deposit.
She's living in, Coogee on the beach.
Seriously, she did that for years too. And everyone would always be like, avoid, where's Emma? And everyone would be like, okay, everyone, let's buy a round of drinks now.
Susie's in Erina. Susie, you got a mate like this, right? Oh, Susie bailed on us, has she?
Susie. Oh,
Susie.
Yes, I feel for Bree here because I've been caught like that a few times. A particular male friend of mine would go to a pub with us on a lazy Sunday afternoon near where you live, Gaunty.
My side of town, okay, yeah.
Yeah, sit down and happily ingest 3, 4, 5 beers.
Okay, and then he'd go home.
Everyone else went to the bar and paid for the rounds.
Yes.
And we're thinking, oh, well, he doesn't have any money, so that's very sad. Oh, we need to pay for his beers. But then when we're getting in taxi to go home, he goes and buys 2 gourmet meat pies.
Gourmet?
Pie shop. Yeah, gourmet.
Not even...
Fancy pies. This is not like a $2.80 pie. He goes and buys 2 of those.
Two
doors down while we're waiting for a taxi. So obviously he's got money in his pocket. That's what makes me cranky. I'm happy to provide a drink for someone who doesn't have any money. But if you can easily exhibit the fact that you have money on the way home just before we're waiting for a taxi, no, that's not on.
That's so weird, Susie. My friend Emma used to do the exact same thing. On the way home, we'd go to Nando's. She'd buy a full family feast.
For herself.
Going on.
She's ahead money-wise.
If you've got money, you can pay for it at the bar.
A servo pie, I understand, but gourmet pies, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's a gourmet.
Come on, mate.
I've done it, and two.
And he's making you pay for the taxi.
He's splurging now. He's just showing off.
He rocks up last minute, jumps in the taxi. You've got to cover that as well. It's unbelievable, some of these people.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Here's a question for you that you might not have ever asked yourself. How weird... do you look nude in a pair of shoes?
Yeah, it's strange. Or when people keep their socks on during a session.
Oh, have you thought about that?
I always get weirded out.
Have you had that happen to you, have you?
I've had it happen
to you. Do you ever just say, hey?
I think it's happened to actually me too before.
Hey, take the socks off.
No, it's just, well, you can't do that.
Why?
Because.
You just got to go, hey.
That makes it worse.
Yeah.
Don't draw attention to it.
There was that Vern Troyer, you know, the little guy from Austin Powers. There was a video that got released of him.
Mini-Me.
Yeah, Mini-Me.
He played Mini-Me.
There was a video that got released of him, like an adult movie got released.
No.
And he had his socks on. It was
really?
Just him with a pair of socks on. Producer Rach is going looking for it now. She's like, really?
I am not.
I'll look that up.
There are firewalls that block that stuff at work.
You know, do you? Over the weekend, yesterday, hot day, right? Hot day on a Sunday. Went out for breakfast in the morning, went home, and I thought I'd get changed because it was a bit hot. I was sweating up. So I thought I'd get changed, but I wanted to leave my shoes and socks on.
Why?
Because I was sweating. So I just wanted to, I was going to Newcastle, so I wanted to be fresh. I didn't want to be sweaty.
But why'd you leave your shoes on?
Because it was just a quick change.
Oh, but how'd you get your pants off?
I had shorts, but I wanted to change my jocks. Anyway, I wanted to change, but I couldn't be bothered taking off the shoes, so I took everything else off. I wish I recorded this because the reaction I got was not what I was expecting. So I've just got my shoes. Picture that for a second. Just my shoes. And then I go, Jamie, fiance, I go, Jamie. I said, how weird when you're just in a pair of shoes. How weird does this look? And her reaction was like, she goes, I never want to see that ever again. I said, you're marrying me. This is what you've got for the rest of your life. This is it. This is as good as it gets.
It's not going to get better than that. You're at your peak right now. You know what I mean?
And my peak's not even that good.
Someone said that to me yesterday.
Did they say?
They're like, you need to realise it ain't getting better than this.
Really?
And I was like, well, I ain't got much to look forward to then.
It's all a downhill.
It's all downhill from here.
Slippery, slope.
Shoes and all.
But have you ever stopped to think about it? Have you ever been nude in just a pair of shoes? It is a weird, liberating feeling, but it is an odd, odd look.
Seriously, it's the same with socks on. Nude, just socks
just
on.
Just socks on.
It's not sexy. Can I just do a community service announcement?
Yeah, put it out there to the people.
Don't leave your socks on.
No.
That's not turning anyone on.
It's not getting you to the next level.
I don't know why. It just is weird.
I mean, it might get you to the next level at that point in time because you're already there, but it's not getting you a return.
And then you feel
investment.
Them touch your leg and you're like, that's a sock. And then you're thinking about other things.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
How's this brawl that broke out over the weekend in Melbourne at an Aldi store?
Love it.
It was over really cheap outdoor furniture.
A wicker lounge, wasn't it?
A wicker lounge.
A wicker lounge set.
Apparently consumers were waiting outside the Aldi.
Right.
Like a big group of them. And then when they opened the doors, they all made a run for it. And these two families in particular got into a fight over who got to it first.
So was this a sought-after special? They must have been promoting this. Must have been something that people were gunning for, right? To get this wicker lounge.
Yeah, so this was like something they'd promoted as like, you know, a great deal.
At an unbelievable price.
Yeah, take a listen to the fight that broke out. You're passionate about your outdoor furniture deal.
Commitment is there for the wicker lounge set.
At what point do you look at yourself and you go, what am I doing?
I know.
You know, my favourite part about the whole story, there was more out the back.
Oh, was there?
And the guy comes over and he goes, look, everyone needs to stop fighting. I've got a ton more out the back.
But they're like, no, I want this one. This is my one. My name's on this one.
I'm not going to swallow my pride. I was here since 7 o'clock.
I want the wicker. Do you reckon if we put it out there, 13, 12, 16, has anyone fought over any? There's Boxing Day specials, Bree.
Oh, yeah.
People go mad for that sort of stuff. And I know things have moved online now, but do you reckon anyone's fought over something?
Because did you fight over something?
You and producer Rach fought over an item at Kmart, I'm led to believe.
I thought you were going to say the time we were at Greedy Guts, that outdoor markets that they have at Florida Beach Bar.
What happened there?
We've walked over. Yeah. Producer Rach and I, when we've walked in, we said, oh, right, we both want the gnocchi. That's what we want.
Oh, the gnocchi's good.
Anyway, we did the rounds, came back. They were just about to sell their last one. And then producer Rach and I had to fight over it. And then this woman who was standing there, she was like looking at us like, it's going to kick off.
And my money's on both of them losing. Yeah, they're going to fight to the death.
We shared it.
Oh, nice.
Both of us are winners.
Well done.
Well done.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Guys, I don't want to say this is probably the best thing you're going to hear for a long, long time.
No, talk it up. I love it.
But I've got some information that when I read this, I haven't been this excited in a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
Oh, it's good. It's big. It involves McDonald's.
Okay.
One particular McDonald's store.
Had McDonald's last night.
Did you?
Yeah, a little Sunday treat.
Bet you didn't get this because it's not here in Australia yet, but they're saying this could be a potential for every McDonald's around the world soon.
Is it garlic bread related?
Kind of.
No, I can pick it from you.
Turns out there's one McDonald's store in Florida, USA, that are now serving pizza on their menu. Wood-fired pizzas at McDonald's in a store in Florida. And people are going mad for it. The McPizza, guys.
Oh, so they're doing sort of like the Big Mac flavour on a pizza. Is it
no,
kind of that?
It's just pizza. You can get 3 different flavours you can choose with mozzarella cheese for $8.
Oh, I love pizza.
It's good.
But
Wait, it gets better.
I think Macca's should just leave pizza alone.
No, I say why not make it a one-stop shop? Put everything in there. Let's put frozen yogurt in there. Let's put everything. And they're also doing McPasta. Come on.
McPasta.
Talk to me, guys.
McPasta.
McPasta.
What have they got in that?
Seriously, I'd be heading to McDonald's every day.
What's in the McPasta?
Oh, you can get all different types.
I want like a McChicken burger in the pasta. I want the cheese and the McChicken.
No.
I want that kind of vibe.
No.
Well, they're not doing the Italiano from the motherland pasta at McDonald's.
Creamy fettuccine.
Creamy fettuccine?
McPasta style. That's
McPasta
brilliant.
McPasta style.
All these people are going nuts for it. They're saying it's become like a novelty because it's the only one in the world that's doing it at the moment.
Right.
But they're saying if the other McDonald's follow suit, we could be getting it here soon.
Jeez, it's your one-stop shop, really, isn't it? I mean, who needs the supermarket anymore when you got McPasta
and
McPizzas?
I could live at McDonald's, but I'm sold. I'm moving in.
Straight into the kids' play area.
Oh, yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.